Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
And there goes Big Brown! Big Brown in the far outside! He's catapulting past horses! One by one now, he was fifth just a moment ago! And now he's second as they come toward the top of the stretch! Tanner and Coggy is also right there! And then Colonel John! Colonel John comes on the scene late as the field turns for home at the top of the stretch! And it is Big Brown who rolls open now to a three-length lead! Bells is second, recapture the glory. It's third, tail of the county's fourth, and the final furlong of the Kentucky Derby. And it's going to be Big Brown bounding home to a convincing win in the Run for the Roses. It is Big Brown by five on the wire.
All right, man. One of the great songs of all time, Kentucky Derby. Folks, speaking of the Kentucky Derby, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live here on 97.1 Free FM. We have the man who quite possibly can win the Triple Crown for the first time in, I believe, 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Kentucky Derby on Big Brown, Kent DeSormo. Kent, how are you, sir?
Man, well, after that song, let's kick it up a notch.
I know. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you, that was some race. And I was talking to Kent off the air, and I said to him, I said, Kent, if you only have to see one angle of that race, it was a week ago Saturday, you've got to see the blimp angle from the, I guess it was shot from the Goodyear blimp. And when you're on Big Brown coming around that final turn and you ask that horse to move, it was like everybody else was standing still.
Tim, I tell you what, I read some words where he doesn't have a massive turn of foot. He just gradually gets into his speed, into a groove. But, you know, this guy's got a nasty turn of foot. I mean, he put them away in three or four jumps. He turned the turbos on, the afterburners, call them what you want. But you can obviously see in that image what I felt. And I think if anyone's a fan of racing and they understand what I've been saying,
right,
just watch that view. He just put them away in a few strides and kept his task and opened up five and just kept that margin.
All right, now Kent DeSormo was on Big Brown and it won the Kentucky Derby and the favorite to win the Triple Crown. The next race is going to be this Saturday, the Preakness in Maryland. How is that race different than the Kentucky Derby? Is it just a little shorter?
A little shorter, but mostly it's going to be the first time he's coming from an inside post. Since I've ridden him, he's always been on the outside. So he's had smooth sailing all throughout. And, you know, we'll probably see what happens in the first 50 yards. I'm going to feel the race out and make a judgment call at that point. And instead of taking him for a ride, I'm going to take him and ride him and decide whether I want to pull in the reins or let out a notch.
Now, Kent, when you're riding this horse, can you feel the power? I mean, how much more powerful it is than the other horses you've been on in the past?
Absolutely. He's got some stride. We, as riders, we call it that stride. He's got that stride where he just covers ground, an enormous amount of ground, effortlessly. He's got such fluidity, and he's got a maximum cruising speed that'll run most horses into the ground. And, you know, he goes fast, easy, so that when I ask him for his best, you know, he just puts them away. Most horses are dying to keep up. I mean, most horses are straining to keep up with his galloping pace.
Right. Now, Kent, did you put a couple of bucks on the horse?
I wish I had. I actually had put some feelers out for a future bet, and I thought I had it nailed down, but it fell through.
What was, by the way, the future bets you can bet on, you know, as early as, I believe, almost a year ago in Vegas on mm-hmm. who was going to win the Kentucky Derby. What are the best odds you heard on Big Brown from a year ago?
A year ago, I wouldn't have any idea, but I know that I was offered 33 to 1.
33 to 1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy smokes. Ah, man. Next time you got to call me, Kent. I'll lend you the money.
Well, next time I'll do it myself.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, now you are favored. What do you think the horse will go off, or what is the morning line on for the Preakness on your horse?
He's been stamped 1-2, and I think that's you'll be getting a lot of money at 1-2.
Wow.
You can't get that at the bank, and I would take it.
Now 1-2, that has got to be one of the biggest favorites in the history of the Preakness.
Well, others have been put at 3-5 or have gone off somewhere in there, and yes, it is. Yes,
wow.
It is, Tim.
Man, you're going to make some money. All right, now, when you win the Kentucky Derby in front of, what, 120,000 people were at the track?
157, I think, were there.
Wow.
This year, second largest crowd.
157,000 people. Can you hear them the whole way, the whole trip?
Hear them. They actually move the horse. It's so loud that the starting gate rattles.
Wow.
It actually... You know, it could pop the tires.
All right, now Kent DeSormo's with us. He won the Kentucky Derby, and he's going to win the Preakness on Saturday, and then you'll come back in 3 weeks and win the Belmont, and you'll have yourself a Triple Crown for what, the first time in 30 years?
30
years. Nobody's won all three races. Now, Kent, I was talking to a friend of mine, actually a trainer you may know, Doug O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, you know, if you start from the 20 hole, which you did in the Kentucky Derby and you won, didn't your horse have to run 80 more feet than the number one horse?
Well, I tell you, I'll put it to you this way. The most celebrated horse, I think, is Secretariat.
Right.
And got a call from a very, very astute horseman who plays the Ragusons. This is a number. It's a number that's given to a horse in a race. And I think Secretariat has been the measuring stick with a zero. And with the factors installed, Big Brown has actually just run the fastest Derby ever. He actually he got a minus one on the Ragusan sheets. And it was an emphatic win.
Wow. Now, you carried 126 through, for the Kentucky Derby. What are you carrying on Saturday?
All three races carry the same weight, 126. It's not a handicap. The handicappers don't have to adjust weights according to horse's speed to try and make them finish at the same time. It is a stakes race. They all carry the same weight except unless you're a little girl, a filly,
right.
You get a weight break.
Now, this is your third Kentucky Derby. Is that right?
Third win, yes, sir.
Yeah, and who are the other two wins?
Real Quiet in 98 and Fu Saichi Pegasus in 2000.
Oh, that's a great horse.
He was, prior to this horse, my most celebrated horse that I've ever ridden. This is now the new one.
Yeah. Well, Kent, I mean, this is sensational. You've been riding for quite some time. How old are you, by the way? You're in your 40s?
38.
38 years old. And still up on those horses, man. That is unbelievable. For a guy who's 38 years old, and I know you took a big gamble and you moved your family back east outside of the West Coast tracks out here, and it looks like it's paid off. I mean, it looks like it was a great move for you.
Well, it was successful, obviously, with the likes of Big Brown and my now back on the top winning Keeneland, which is one of those most predominant meets in our country, but that was the most. It was the hardest thing I've had to do since deciding as a young rider in Maryland where to take the DeSormo show, which was obviously I was going to New York from Maryland. I had actually taken every day off on Mondays and Tuesdays and would ride their famous meet Saratoga in New York to make let people see me ride and,
sure.
and make the groundwork. But, I was freshly married, 10 days to be exact, and decided that I wanted to build a family. And the moving around the East Coast wasn't exactly what I had hoped for my family.
Right.
And it has been very, very hard living on the East Coast because I'm part of the year in New York, part of the year in Kentucky, and another half of the year in Florida. It's very hard. It's very asking on a family.
Well, I mean, it's paying off for you because, everybody is talking about Kent DeSormo. Your phone must have been, just lighting up for the last couple of weeks.
Yes, I've had some hundred. I tell you what, I've never, ever had a mailbox, a voicemail box that was full, and it has become full.
All right, Kent DeSormo is with us. Real quick, I know you have to run, but did you hear that they've closed down Bay Meadows?
I certainly did. It's a sad day for horse racing in the Northern California area.
Yeah.
But it's the future. Things are moving on, And it'll only make Golden Gate a better place to be.
Yeah, but it was always, I'll miss it because every time, you know, you're at Santa Anita, Del Mar, or Hollywood Park, between races, it was always Bay Meadows everyone was betting on.
Well, there'll be a place to go, no doubt. They'll reconfigure the schedule there. You'll get to go to Golden Gate, which is not the end of the world.
All right, Ken. Well, we're going to all be watching you on the Preakness and the Belmont, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Thank you, Tim. See
all right.
You in the winner's circle.
You take care of yourself.
Cheers.
All right, there he goes. Kent DeSormo, folks, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, and you can watch him run in the Preakness this Saturday, and then the Belmont to close out the Triple Crown. Look at that, Kent DeSormo on the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM.
And everyone's gay. The corn top's bright, and the meadow's in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright.
Hey, Babu.
Do you see that modium box around?
Imodium box? What's a modium box?
Is this it? Imodium is for diarrhea.
Why do you have an Imodium box?
Because I don't want to get into it, but I written down Kent DeSormo's phone number on it. Now I can't find it. I left it in the kitchen. I wrote his number down in an Imodium box. I left it in the kitchen. I went away for about a half hour. I came back, and the Imodium box is gone because every pig at this station has such terrible eating habits that they see an Imodium box, and they instantly hit it because everybody's got the runs around here.
Tim, are you sure you didn't leave it in the studio?
I didn't leave it in the studio. I left it in the kitchen, and everybody at the station has such poor goddamn eating habits. The can always smells like crap. And the Imodium box is gone. Kent DeSormo's personal home phone number is on that goddamn Imodium box. I went through the trash. It's not in the trash. I asked Maria. She doesn't know where it is. Where the f*** is it?
Maybe someone from KFWB took it or something, Tim.
Bubba, listen. Kent DeSormo won the Kentucky Derby. And his personal phone number is on that Imodium box. I need the Imodium box.
Did you write down just the phone number?
The Imodium box. It says Kent DeSormo, and it's on a Imodium box.
I'll call upstairs.
So please help me find it.
All right.
Where's Jerry? Jerry! Jerry!
What an ass. Hey, the mic was on the whole time.